dark side.
These people are making what is modern art. It's as important as a Picasso. In the future, these are the things that will transcend time, and people will see them as an artistic statement from our time.
That was Andy, a collector from the UK. But he wasn't talking about paintings, sculpture, or fine china. His one true love is Star Wars. For fans like Andy, watching the movie isn't enough. He needs to own part of it. That's why he and fellow Star Wars enthusiasts are desperate to get their hands on original pieces of memorabilia. And at an auction in London, they're willing to pay whatever it takes.
I have been known to splurge in the past, once or twice, depending on the piece. Today, you know, we'd easily be talking in the thousands, if not tens of thousands of pounds. But for the right pieces, we may be talking into six figures.
Overall, how much would you say your collection is worth?
I won't reveal exactly how much. Let's just say it's worth more than my house and my insurance bills per year are interesting. Let's just leave it at that.
You've been collecting for 30 or 40 years. How has the market changed for this kind of item?
Basically, going from a 99p item or a 99 cent item in a toy store to toys themselves fetching hundreds of thousands of dollars to props fetching multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's been a quantum shift as the public psyche has switched toward the value and importance of these pieces of works of art in their own right in a modern contextual setting.
Stephen Lane is managing director of Film Memorabilia Sellers Prop Store, which has organised the sale.
Probably one of the most exciting items that we have is the Stormtrooper helmet. It is an incredibly rare artefact. There's only a couple of them known in private hands in the world. The estimate on it is £40,000 to £60,000.
When you're selling such valuable items, how do you make sure you're getting the real thing?
We have a wealth of experience. A number of the people who work for me are also collectors as well. We have a library of behind-the-scenes stills that we refer to that's come from crew members that we've interviewed. And then we're looking at the movie as well. We're looking at stitch patterns. We're looking at paint detailing, the finer aspects of the construction, almost under a microscope. There's a degree of forensic science almost that goes with this.
There it is for you, the Stormtrooper helmet at 50,000 I have. 55, back in. 60, 65. Here's the bid in the centre. It's £65,000. Sold your way, sir!
And the Stormtrooper helmet has just gone for £65,000, or around $100,000. The auction's finished and the man of the moment has just walked past me. He was the winning bidder on the Stormtrooper helmet. I'm going to see if he'll have a quick word with me. What's your name, sir?
My name's Ash.
You spent £65,000, around $100,000 on the helmet. Why did you bid so much?
It's just an iconic movie and it's an iconic symbol, along with the Darth Vader helmet. It's recognisable around the world. It's a movie we all grew up watching and it's a piece of history. I love my movie, so I do collect a lot of movie memorabilia. It's not the first time I've splashed out.
That's a bit of an understatement. Are you hoping this will be an investment for the future?
It's never going to devalue, obviously, and it can only go up. It's something I'm going to keep hold of.
What's the one thing from Star Wars that you would love to get your hands on?
Probably the original Darth Vader's helmet.
How much do you reckon you'd have to pay for that?
I think over 200,000 UK sterling. It's the villain of movies, isn't it? Darth Vader in itself. Yeah.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.